This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is an updated list of top financial capitals called the Global Financial Centers Index, and there's news that New York has just jumped past London for number one. Britain's sometimes tenuous relationship with the European Union is apparently holding it back, as well as financial scandals such as collusion over a key interest rate fixed in London. As for New York's supremacy, there's this. Alibaba of China is like an overseas Amazon connecting buyers and sellers, importers and exporters, has now confirmed it's taking steps to go public in New York. This means it would ditch its home stock exchange of Hong Kong. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has more.
In the fairy tale, Alibaba found a pile of treasure. In the stock market, Alibaba is the pile of treasure, and every exchange in the world would like a piece. But where to settle? For Alibaba, it came down to power.
Hong Kong was rejected for New York in part because the leadership at Alibaba wants to have control.
Max Wolf is chief economist with Citizen VC. It's a venture capital advisory firm. Here's the thing. When you sell shares of your company, you're selling control over your company. Every share equals one vote on things like whether to fire you. So some companies like to rig the vote from the get-go.
You can attach, say, 10 times the voting weight to some shares versus others.
As in, they save special shares for themselves with super voting rights.
And that way, even if I only owned, 5.1% of the shares, I might actually have 51% voting rights.
One small problem, in Hong Kong, you're not allowed to do that. But in New York, you can. So for Alibaba, the decision to go public here looks like a no-brainer. But there's more to it than just power.
You have somewhat akin to a sports team playing at home.
Scott Kessler is an analyst with S&P Capital IQ.
You want to take these really important steps close to home in your local market.
On the other hand, listing abroad, especially in New York, can be prestigious. Bai Ling Yin is at the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research, and she says where companies list can send a message.
We are good enough in our practices that we can withstand the scrutiny of being on a more developed and a more rigorous exchange with higher standards.
Scott Kessler says many Chinese companies in particular have been going direct to the U.S. stock markets in recent years. Fundamentally, he says,
the U.S. still is the place to be when it comes to technology companies, internet companies.
And of course, when you're trying to raise upwards of $150 billion, it helps to be where the most investors are. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.